Hi there, Noreen. My name is Sherry, and my company, Simply Celebrate, helps people send love and appreciation to folks in their lives. And your daughter, Susan, really wanted me to send out some special love to you for Mother's Day. And she told me so many great things about you, and I want to share them with you in her own words because they're so great and they're so perfect. So one of the things that she said when I asked her to share some things that she loves about you. And she said, everywhere she goes, people know her and they say to me, I wish she were my mom. At the spa, people couldn't believe her age because she has such a young spirit and zest for life. She wants to try and eat everything. And she's traveled the whole world. At Rancho, she danced like crazy. She always dresses beautifully and colorfully with big chunky jewelry. In Cuba, she wore tight, colorful spandex along with other people her age. My mom is the queen of bargains. She can find treasures at any thrift store, including art and oriental rugs. My mom loves creative people and artists and meets them everywhere. When she was a real estate agent, always in the top 10 agents, pretty much all of her clients were devoted, live-long friends, and many of them came to Thanksgiving every year. My mom really knows how to throw a party. For the symphony fundraiser, everyone wanted to come over to my parents' house for the dinner that they won. She also said, my mom has a very keen intuitive, which was a great disadvantage when I was a teenager, as she could always divine what was going on. She trusts her intuitive flashes and passed that on to me. Also, she's insatiably curious about people. Something else she passed on to me. She's a master interrogator and was my first media coach, as she waits until you're unsuspecting and then pops an intrusive question and watches your expression for the answer. When Cookie, now Peter's wife, came over to their house for the first time, Mom waited until one such moment and blurted, "Do you love my son?" Susan also shared a few other favorite memories of you. She said once in the grocery store at the veggie bin, someone said to my mom, "You have the most beautiful smile and teeth. Are they real?" "Yes," my mom beamed. While they were still in earshot, I said, "Mom, why did you lie to that lady?" And she said it really wasn't a lie. We always had international students from Stanford who didn't have a place to go for Thanksgiving in Palo Alto, where we had a huge dining room table that I think seated 30. One year, we also had Luke Skywalker's brother, and my parents told my brothers to be on their best behavior. So, of course, Peter waited until there was a lull in the conversation to fart. So, Noreen, Susan also just really loves and appreciates some of the things that you love and things that bring such delight to you. She said, food, chocolate, oatmeal cookies, how you used to swim with the handicapped people in Palo Alto, how you love to have a garage sale every year, that people line up outside the gates to get their goodies, your love of garage sales, thrift stores, traveling. She said you've been to so many amazing places, and you've really loved it. India, Africa, Iran, Cuba, France, Italy. Noreen, there are so many things about who you are and your spirit that Susan just really loves. And she wants you to know that. She just really wants you to know that on Mother's Day and always, that there's so many things about you that she appreciates and that brings smiles to her face when she thinks of you. She did ask me if I'd be willing to find a special poem to read to you in honor of this occasion. And so I chose one, and I'll tell you afterwards why I chose it, but you might guess. It's called God Says Yes to Me by Kaylin Haught. I asked God if it was okay to be melodramatic, and she said, yes. I asked her if it was okay to be short, and she said, it sure is. I asked her if I could wear nail polish or not wear nail polish. And she said, honey, she calls me that sometimes. She said, you can do just exactly what you want to. Thanks, God, I said. And Is it even okay if I don't paragraph my letters? Sweet cakes, God said. Who knows where she picked that up? What I'm telling you is yes, yes, yes. So you've probably guessed that the reason that I thought this poem was great for you is because I really got from Susan's wonderful stories about you and the things she loves about you, your beautiful spirit of expression and how you just seem to have this wonderful creativity and your own beautiful, wonderful, unique way of doing things. And that seemed to come out in this poem. So may you have an absolutely wonderful Mother's Day, knowing how much your daughter loves you, and she just really, really appreciates who you are and who you've been in her life. Happy Mom's Day. Bye-bye.